Hey, it's Al Franken here. You know, I'm a big fan of the BBC, and they've asked me to share their new daily news podcast with you. And we can see that the world is changing. Decisions made in the U.S. and by the second Trump administration are accelerating that change, but they are also a symptom of it. The Global Story focuses on this intersection where the world and America meet. The show is backed by the BBC's International Newsroom and is hosted by Asma Khalid in D.C. You might know her as a former NPR White House correspondent, and Tristan Redman in London. Together, they're trying to make sense of a world in flux with new episodes every weekday. I want to play you a bit of one of their recent episodes. It's called Nukes for Nothing: The Deal That Broke Ukraine's Trust. It's about the moment in history that's been giving Zelensky a bit of deja vu in his recent meetings with world leaders. Back in 1994, Ukraine surrendered the world's third largest nuclear arsenal, and in exchange, they got security assurances from the US, the UK, and Russia. If you like what you hear, find the Global Story wherever you get your podcasts. Over to Tristan Redman.
In all the peace talks about Ukraine, there's one phrase which keeps coming up again and again.
We will talk about many important topics. The first one is security guarantees.
Security guarantees, so important.
Security guarantees.
People. Security guarantees.
Because when we speak about security guarantees, we speak about the whole security of the European continent.
On Thursday this week, most of the major Western powers met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to work out what this phrase even means. The question is, if Russia attacks again, who will actually show up to help Ukraine? It's one of the biggest things standing in the way of peace right now. And the problem is, this is exactly where Ukraine's been burnt before. Standing next to the French president on Thursday, Volodymyr Zelensky said, "We don't want a repeat of the Budapest memorandum." Today on the show, we go back to the last time the US promised to keep Ukraine safe, and why Ukraine doesn't trust the West anymore. From the BBC, I'm Tristan Redman, and this is The Global Story. Did you know that in the early 1990s, Ukraine was the world's third largest nuclear power? They had more warheads than France, the UK, and China combined. The story we're telling today begins here, when the US and Russia tried to convince Ukraine to give up its nukes. And in the process, they might have laid the groundwork for the war we're seeing today. It all starts when the Soviet Union fell.
So I arrived in Moscow in 91, just as the Soviet Union was collapsing.
My colleague Andrew Harding was based there throughout the 1990s, and he's reported extensively on the war in Ukraine since 2022.
At the same time, everything else was collapsing. The ruble, the currency was collapsing, the economy, everybody's sense of what a state was, what capitalism was, everything was in utter chaos. So the memories I particularly have of pensioners who saw their savings wiped out, sitting on little stools in the snow outside metro stations, trying to sell anything they could, their heirlooms, to try to earn enough to afford a loaf of bread, which overnight had gone from something they took for granted to something astronomical. I remember you take taxi rides, and everybody had become a taxi driver overnight. Anyone with a car was out there all day, all night, trying to earn hard currency. So you'd get a ride in some nuclear physicist's car because he was trying to earn a buck, literally a buck, because a ruble wasn't worth his time. And he certainly wasn't getting paid anything enough from the state, which really was bankrupt.
Did it feel the same when you visited Ukraine?
In many ways, Ukraine was even worse because Ukraine had so much of the old Soviet heavy industry, but all those industries just died almost overnight. The factories went bankrupt. So, for instance, you talk about in the West about the Great Depression, America's Great Depression. Ukraine's economic collapse was far more spectacular. Their GDP, their economic output, was halved in the early 90s. That's far more than the Great Depression. Demographic collapse. People stopped having babies. People tried to leave to go abroad to find money. Extraordinary economic hardships.
So in among all this chaos, there's also a perceived threat of nuclear warfare and weapons kind of getting out of control. How is Ukraine wrapped up in all that?
So the West's eyes are all on Moscow, on the Kremlin, on Russia. That's where their focus is. Suddenly they wake up to the fact, we all wake up to the fact that this massive country, Ukraine, that overnight is the world's third largest nuclear power. And wow, what are we going to do about that?